The Creepy Sleepy Show.
Ew.
It's easy like a Sunday evening.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're easy like a Sunday evening.
And we're the most biased news source you will ever hear. Actually, right. we're not a news source. We're commentary.
I wouldn't exactly say we're fair and balanced. Just so you guys don't think I'm some kind of like ultra-nationalist or anything like that, I'm really not. I'm actually anti-nationalist. But the fact that what I was basically trying to get through was not so much that it's bad for Newsweek to criticize the government or the country or the soldiers, because I do that every single day of my life. It's irresponsible for them to publish stories that talk about things like this, without having more than one source.
Well, because
there's no way to corroborate the claims they're making.
And it discredits the left as well, because if you're a leftist or if you're anti-government or at least anti-this administration or whatever, then it makes everybody... God damn, it's hard to talk over Flock of Seagulls.
And I ran.
But it justifies people like Bill O'Reilly and Ann Coulter, who say, you know, the media is obviously leftist, or even Bernie Goldberg for that matter, you know, it just backs up their point of view.
Yeah, and you know, Newsweek was just, I don't know, man, it seems like there's a syndrome going on in American media today, because they are so driven by corporate money,
well,
they are so driven by advertising and you know, viewership and readership and that kind of stuff, where they just jump on whatever opportunistic story they have and just blow it every single time.
Well, I think that's it, man. It's when you're under pressure. We were just talking off the mic here while the song was playing, while the advertisement was playing, I fucking can't believe we're playing Flock of Seagulls.
It's a great song, man.
But, you know, it's the kind of thing where the editor of this story should be held responsible, but I guarantee you the writer of this story is the one that's going to get canned.
Yeah, I'd like to see where that guy is in 5 weeks.
Yeah, well, not working for Newsweek. You can bet your ass on that.
He might be working for, like, the National Review.
Yeah.
As, like, a double agent.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, publishing. Oh, yeah, look, we got a leftist journalist working for us now, you know, and he's publishing apologetic articles about George Bush.
Right.
Now, you know. Look, I'm a leftist, man. Just like Hannity and Combs.
Yeah.
What's that guy, Hannity? Is that, no, Sean
no,
Hannity.
Sean Combs.
Combs, yeah.
Yeah, Alan Combs.
That
like
guy is
like the token Democrat.
Yeah, and he basically apologizes for the government half the time. Anyway, he basically says, you know, Sean Hannity, I might be a Democrat, but you're exactly right about George Bush's greatness and his, you know, his wonder and all the great things that he's done for this country. It's like,
well, and at points like this, we need a critical media. We need a media that will help keep the government in check, or at the very least, report accurately as to what our government is doing. Because for Christ's sakes, our government is doing enough nasty shit, and it did the same shit under Clinton, that...
Yeah.
I mean,
you
don't need to make shit up, or at least, you know, find a story that has some type of evidence behind it that you can present.
Yeah, why doesn't Newsweek go to Fallujah and see all the civilians that have been killed by U.S. soldiers? If they really want to see soldiers killing people or hurting people's feelings, send them to the war zone, you know? Let them do real stories.
You know, or do a story. You know, Michael Moore is so fucking inflammatory that nobody took him seriously. But for crying out loud, this administration is full of the same people who loved Sodom Smelly 20 years ago. You know, why don't you do a credible story on that?
Yeah, why don't you do a story about how the United States sold chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein, and then sold them the intelligence as to where the Kurds were, so he could go in there and gas them all.
Exactly.
You know, we had such a huge problem with Saddam Hussein going in there and gassing Kurds, and yet we're the ones who told him where they were. Or Iranians. How many Iranians died because of U.S. intelligence was just, you know, accidentally dropped on Saddam Hussein's desk? I don't know. You know, I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories about this, but
no. And I mean, that's the thing. We don't need the media. Doesn't need to get into conspiracy theories or do fabricated reporting like this Newsweek thing, because our government has done enough shitty things that somebody needs to call it on, and somebody more than the Creepy Sleepy Show. You know, we're
that's how important we are, guys.
Yeah, we're reaching. I mean, it's not like we're the only ones calling the government on this, but God, I don't see the mass media. I don't see mainstream media talking about anything like this. And that's talking is the emphasis. You know, I would like to see a discussion. I would like to see a dialogue within the mass media, as opposed to simply, he said this, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what the pundit has to say.
Yeah,
know?
For real, you know. Basically, what we're doing is we're neglecting our responsibilities as Americans to keep an eye on our own government.
But speaking of responsibility, here's our newscast.
Yeah, well, here's the news. Here's the headline news, guys.
This just in from Creepy Sleepy Radio News. Breaking report that President George W. Bush has defected to Cuba. We now go live to our field correspondent, Doc, live in Havana.
Thank you, Dan. It does appear to be a fact that George W. Bush has defected to Cuba. We have a few of his comments from earlier today.
But, sin duda, porque este país es un gran país with great values and great hope and great strength.
Doc, that sounds like a very impassioned speech the president just gave us. I particularly liked that first segment of the speech. Can you play that again?
Yes, it would seem that that part of the speech particularly resonated with the people of Cuba.
Sin duda.
It spoke to my soul, Dan. It spoke to my soul. Back to you.
There you have it, folks. President Bush. Passionate and articulate. And in sports today, the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees, suffered another humiliating defeat as their season has been nothing but rot and woe. The Yankees lost 12-1 against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And in world news today, we look at the Western Front of Iraq, where our boys have been fighting with the Allies to help eliminate the insurgent scourge. We go to our field correspondent, Doc, who was there as the president gave his parting words to the soldiers.
Thanks, Dan. Today in Baghdad, the president gave cryptic remarks as he began to talk about the reconstruction of the nation of Iraq.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Earlier today, a dutiful, patriotic journalist asked the president a question about the reasons why we're at war.
Mr. President, this is Doc from Creepy Sleepy Radio News. Why the hell are we still at war in Iraq?
Everybody needs to have a good abrogado. I got a really good one.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. That makes no sense, nor does it answer the question.
I don't know why you say that. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
The president's convoluted remarks. Back to you, Dan.
Thank you very much for that enigmatic report, Doc. Well, on the home front, the women aren't sitting on their tushes. They're working and donating their nylons and working down on the docks. We went down to the streets and spoke with one such woman.
Yeah, I'm working real hard at the docks on the swing shift and doing graveyards at the asbestos plant. I'm just doing my part to bring my soldier boy Johnny home. Yeah, he always was a big fan of the Washington Senators. I hope he gets home from Fallujah in time to see the Washington Senators play in the World Series of Baseball.
Spittoon.
Thank you very much for that report, ma'am. And now we go to DJ Raspy with the worldwide weather. Raspy?
It's clear skies today over the eastern United States as our allies in Nazi Germany send dignitaries in the world-famous Zeppelin, the Hindenburg, on another trip to Lakehurst, New Jersey. The skies will be free of clouds in Lakehurst as the Nazi diplomats fly over the power lines and land in the airfield to meet the national press. Elsewhere in the world, in Baghdad, it's sunny and fucking hot. On the west coast of the United States, more rain. While in Spearfish, South Dakota, the month-long blizzard continues. Meanwhile, in the nation's new capital, Havana, temperatures remain hot and sticky. Back to you, Dan.
Thanks for that gripping report, Raspy. In other news, the president continued his globe-trotting today with a stop in North Korea to meet with Korean Prime Minister Kim Jong-il. Our trusty reporter, Doc, was on the scene to cover the action.
Thanks, Dan. Today in North Korea, George W. Bush spoke to North Koreans about his plans for overhaul of the North Korean government.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
It remains unclear as to whether the president was referring to North Korean government or the government of the United States. The Democratic National Committee disagreed with the president's policies in North Korea. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee responded with a short statement. To which the president replied,
Sin duda.
Yes, it's sure to be an intense political season as the despicable war of the words and wits intensifies. Back to you, Dan.
Well, it looks like political season is heating up already. Thanks for that report, Doc. Now let's do a recap of today's top stories.
George W. Bush has defected to Cuba.
Sin duda.
Another humiliating defeat. Eliminate the insurgent scourge.
And, you know?
Doc.
Aburgalo.
Doc.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Doc.
To bring my soldier boy Johnny home.
Gospatoon.
Raspy?
Ours in Nazi Germany, it's sunny and fucking hot. In Spearfish, South Dakota, in the nation's new capital,
Kim Jong-il.
Sin duda. Sin duda. Sin duda.
Well, what a busy day in the world. Make sure you join us next time for Creepy Sleepy Radio News.
The Creepy Sleepy Show Podcast. Independent rock and politics.
Sin duda.
And he fell into the storm he caused, being too easy with the words he tossed to the side. Can't say he never lied.
Creepy Sleepy Show, it's indie rock and politics with The Spindles, a band from Northern California. And right. Another band that I work for, but I don't take money from, so it's all free promotion kind of shit. So, from the love of my heart for that music.
And right now, if you can filter out our voices somehow mechanically, which you're not going to be able to, you're listening to Black Hole Sun from the Moog Cookbook.
That's right.
If you guys haven't checked this record out, it's pretty cool. They got a lot of like contemporary songs. Well, contemporary for the mid-90s, I suppose.
Yeah.
Songs done in a Moog.
That's so right.
It's kind of happiness.
So it looks like this week, and correct me, anybody listening to the show, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to make a claim if it's not true, but I think...
You're wrong.
God damn it! I think we're
going
to be the first show to feature, the first podcast to feature an interview... an interview specifically for podcasting, about podcasting, by a major political figure. And by that, I am referring to Senator Tim Johnson from the state of South Dakota. I know John Edwards was on a podcast, but I don't know.
He wasn't a senator. He's not a senator.
Oh, that's right.
He lost his seat because he decided to run for vice president.
That's right.
With that idiot John Kerry.
So we are.
Whoops.
Yeah. If you have any questions you'd like us to ask the senator, email us at creepysleepyshow@gmail.com. You can also send your MP3s to that address, or your promos, because we'll do promo exchanges as well. If you've got a promo and you want us to air it, you know, just send it to creepysleepyshow@gmail.com. We'll play your promos.
Yeah, one thing we don't want, though, is if you guys got a question for Senator Tim Johnson, don't ask what size his wife's breasts are.
God, I had to work that
in somehow. I knew it was going to come up.
You know, that seems like the most cliched political question ever. You know, it's like the first thing they asked Bush when he was campaigning in 2000 is, what size are Laura's knockers?
Yeah, you know? Really. I mean, seriously. She's a librarian, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so just give it a break. All right, but anyway, we're going to ask Johnson some hard questions, and if our interviews in the past or anything like our interviews in the future are going to be, we're going to ask Johnson some questions like if he's a gambling man.
Indeed.
Because we asked John Thune that.
Right.
The victor. You know, we can talk like, oh yeah, we're so experienced, we talk to politicians every day, man. But you don't have any idea how much work it takes to get an interview with these people, man.
I think anybody listening to the show is going to go,
oh yeah, talk to politicians every day,
yeah,
bro.
That's right. No, but it's the kind of thing where I'd like to see, I mean, the amateur vibe of podcasts is part of the reason people listen to podcasts, but I'd really like to see podcasts addressing some issues and talking to people. You know, that's one of the things I'm really big on. If you think you can do it, or don't think that you can't do it, think that you can do it. You know, if you want to interview a politician, be it local, national, whatever, call them.
Call their office and say, I'm with such and such podcast and I'm on such and such, you know, network, and I would like to do an interview with Senator X.
Yeah, the same thing. You know, we're working very diligently on getting both Jello Biafra and Chuck D on the show, as we worked all year for that. But, you know, these are the kind of things that you can do if you're a podcaster. And I think it's important for us, because we are the people. You know, people making podcasts, yeah, there's some professionals out there, but for the most part, it's yahoos like us, you know.
How many professional podcasters are there?
There's actually quite a few professional podcasts. Like,
really?
A lot of people, yeah, there's a guy who works at KFI in Los Angeles, one of Diamond's old radio stations, and he actually charges like a buck a show for his podcast.
Wow.
And is able to make money doing it. You know,
how much money does he make?
I don't know. I think like he's got 1,000 downloads per show, so that's $1,000 a show. If you do one three times a week, that's $3,000 a week. You
that's
know,
pretty good, man.
Yeah, we just got a pseudo sponsorship. Not the Creepy Sleepy Show, but our umbrella website, DiamondMindMedia.com.
Our parent in this conglomerate.
Yes, we are
multimedia conglomerate.
Yeah, but more information on that coming in a little bit. And we're going to talk a little bit about the future of where the Creepy Sleepy Show is going and where DiamondMindMedia.com is going and that kind of shit in later podcasts.
But right now, we got to pay some more bills.
That's right.
This Creepy Sleepy Show underwriting grant is brought to you by a crazy guy with cash.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a homeless man who recently just won the lottery, so I decided to support my favorite podcast by donating lots of money to their show, and in return, they promised to play my crazy music.
That's right, Bob, and this offer is now open to all musicians. If you got a song and $50,000, we'll play whatever you want.
You see, back in the FM radio days, they used to call this type of practice payola, and it's technically illegal. But now that the Creepy Sleepy Show is podcasting, we'll take all kinds of money from musicians.
Hey, Doc and Dan, I've got a song. I think it's a hit, and everyone else thinks it sucks. Can I be on your show?
Sure, for $50,000.
That's right, we're now offering the Creepy Sleepy Guarantee. No melody, no talent, no problems. If you've got $50,000, we'll get you on our podcast.
This offer is limited to unsigned, unrepresented musicians. Please send all music and a check for $50,000 to the Creepy Sleepy Show, care of Doc and Dan, or email your music and bank routing information to creepysleepyshow@gmail.com.
The Creepy Sleepy Show, indie rock, politics, and payola.
Hi, this is James Brown.
And this is Dan from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And this is Doc, also from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like
Doc and Dan.
But my advice to them is to first use drugs, then pursue a career.
Whoa, James, aren't you forgetting something?
Don't be a dropper.
No, damn it. The Creepy Sleepy Show podcast, remember?
Join the rest of your friends, then use drugs.
You know, James, you've got a one-track mind.
James Brown, soul brother number one.
Get ready for the brand new Creepy Sleepy Show podcast.
Say what?
That's right. It's the legendary, award-winning Creepy Sleepy Show podcast. Indie rock and politics with Doc and Dan.
Coming soon from Diamond Mine Media.
Right on, brother.
Right on, brother. You know, I like how, you know, most radio shows, they have other people doing the talent, like the voices on their production.
Yeah, like they have, on like a certain radio station around here, they got people that just do commercials.
Yeah.
Which is lame. We do all our own commercials.
Exactly. We are our own voice talent. Well, we can be your voice talent too, I guess. If you want us to make shit for you, just email us.
That's right. Real quick, before we get into our closing of our show, I would like to mention to everyone, if you don't already know, that we're playing this song in tribute of Darth Vader's birth.
That's right.
This coming week, here on Thursday, a couple days from now, so... You know, just remember, Darth Vader will be created
on Thursday
by Obi-Wan Kenobi. I hope I didn't give it away, but, you know, how many geeks
stupid
out there don't know that
Obi-Wan
already? Obi-Wan. There's probably geeks with copies of the script already.
Dude, that's all who listens to podcasts, man.
Yeah, we should have played the Star Wars commercial.
Yeah.
Ah, my glasses.
Yeah. Well, that's a Creepy Sleepy Show for the 15th of May, or the 17th of May, 2005.
That's right, you've endured another one.
And we hope to, well... We're finding our legs with this podcast, so we appreciate any feedback, creepysleepyshow@gmail.com. Or you can visit us on MySpace, myspace.com/creepysleepyshow.
Yeah, and don't be shy.
No.
Feel free to send us, you know, pictures... You know, hate mail if you like. Or if you like us, don't send us hate mail.
Yeah.
Well, it don't matter, whatever. And, you know, we're so used to FM broadcasting that, you know, we'll be cussing a lot more as we get more used to it.
Yeah, this is... podcasting is really interesting. It's one thing to talk about it and listen to podcasts. It's another thing to do a show, especially when you're an FM radio person. And
that's right. When you're so used to seven deadly words.
Yeah.
And FCC fines and everything like that. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if this music can be considered FCC finable, but screw them.
It might be RIAA finable. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Then we get a cease and desist in the mail.
Yeah, then we'll get our lawyer.
We'll just say, I didn't check my email, man. I don't know.
Yeah. What is RIAA?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, that's a Creepy Sleepy Show, Indie Rock and Politics. We'll be back next week.
Here's some more Bill Payne.
Today's Creepy Sleepy Show underwear and grant has been brought to you by Hanes Underwear.
Do you have problems finding the right size underwear to fit your needs? Are you a chunky or plus size? Well, look no further than Hanes Chunk. Hanes Chunk is known for its elasticity and longevity, and with a special new brand of cotton, those skid marks are easily wiped out. Let's hear from a satisfied customer.
Yo, I got me some Hanes Chunk, and I found that I could eat all the burritos and chicken I want to and not have to worry about having to take a dump in the toilet. If I miss my deadline and grow that tail, it's no problem. I can just throw it in the washing machine and that stuff comes right out.
Here's another satisfied customer with another report about the success of Hanes Chunk.
Well, Sonny, let me tell you what happens when you get older. You get what's called incontinence. And the incontinence leads you to have accidents. Well, a woman my age needs Hanes Chunk because I find that with my diabetes, I tend to have more accidents than the average person, and it's nice to know that I have the security of an underwear that I can wash.
And now, in the exclusive podcasting special only, you can get your own Hanes Chunk for free. Contact the Creepy Sleepy Show for details. Hanes Chunk, you'll never fit into your underwear the same way again.
Caught me prime seat, no have no tear.
You can listen to Indie Rocket Politics on the Creepy Sleepy Show and transmission.